Your calendar used to fill up on its own, but lately it's just quiet and you're stuck wondering why. On July 16th, we're running a live workshop called Why Your Airbnb Stopped Booking, where we find your number one booking blocker together. Seats are limited, so save yours now at thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop. That's thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating an incredible host. Annette, who are we showing off this week?
We are showing off strategic host Saba, and you can find her at the Rockaway Mesa. And wow.
It is
Saba owns
so cool.
A architectural dome retreat. And you hear a dome, kind of already think a few things. No, you need to pause and check this out. She is, they have taken this property and the design inside, which I'm sure was not an easy feat to work with the shape of the home. It is incredible. It has a pool. It has a hot tub. It has a sauna. It has a karaoke room. It has a deck for yoga. It just doesn't stop. It has a hammock. It has views. They are firing on all cylinders here. And I really want you to go and see that there are micro moments of design throughout the property. And Saba could have just rested on the dome. The architectural look of the home. But no, that was just the jumping off point, because when you see the pictures inside, it's next level. So I really want to share. I know sometimes I think people have something architecturally special with the exterior or the build itself, and they kind of just stop there. And you got to keep going. Well done, Saba.
Hands up if you're guilty of this. Your Airbnb payout hits and you check your bank account balance at the end of the month to decide if it was a good month or a bad month.
That is not a business metric. That is operating your business on your feelings. And it is why so many experienced hosts are hosting who potentially multiple properties, hosts who have been doing this for years, have no real idea whether they are profitable. We've been hosting for over a decade, hosted tens of thousands of guests, earned thousands of five-star reviews, and built a furnished rental portfolio generating over $1.5 million a year.
So in this video, we're gonna walk you through the payout routine we run every single month, the exact steps we take from the moment a payout lands to the moment we know where every dollar went and whether our business is on track. But before we get into this routine, we need to make sure the foundation is in place, because the routine only works if your business is set up like a business.
As we go through this video, we are going to assume something for the entirety of it, that your Airbnb payouts, they are going into a dedicated business bank account, not into your personal checking account. And if that is not true for you right now, this is your sign to stop and fix it before anything else. Everything that we're about to teach you only works if your business funds, that money, lives separately from your personal money. And we will actually link our favorite business banking solution below.
Here's why this matters beyond just being organized, which I love. If your income and expenses are running through your personal account alongside your groceries, your subscriptions, and your partner's paycheck, you cannot see your business clearly. You will never know your true profit, and you will spend what is there and wonder where to go. And come tax time, untangling what was business and what was personal is a problem entirely of your own making.
The baseline setup for running your hosting business like a business is this. You need to open an LLC, a limited liability company that protects you personally and gives your business its own legal entity. You can set one up through your state's Secretary of State website, entirely online, and in most states, it costs under $100. You also need an EIN. It's an employer identification number, which is your business version of a social security number. You get this through the IRS website, also online, also free, and you receive it the same day. Remember, with any bigger business decision, please check with your attorney for the best setup for your situation, but we just want to let you know how easy it can be.
There are only three reasons your Airbnb bookings slow down. It's either your price, your listing, or how many guests are even seeing you in the first place. Most hosts guess which one it is and start changing everything at once. New photos, lower price, new title, all at the same time, hoping something will stick. Well, next Thursday, July 16th, we're running a live 2-hour workshop called Why Your Airbnb Stopped Booking, built around something we call the Booking Blocker Audit. It's the exact process we use to find out which of those three things is costing a host their bookings and what to fix first. One of our clients, Laura W., used this process to take one listing's nightly revenue from $203 to $479. Another listing went from $166 to $506. She didn't overhaul her whole business. She found the one thing costing her the most and fixed that first. Results vary by property and market, but that's exactly the kind of clarity this workshop is built to give you. Tickets to this workshop, again, it's live. We're there to coach, answer Q&A. It's gonna be $49. That's it. And you'll walk away with your specific blocker identified and 1 to 3 changes to test in the next 7 days. We're keeping this one super small, so if July 16th works for you, grab your seat now at thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop. That's thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop.
With your LLC and your EIN in place, you open a dedicated business bank account. All payouts go there. All business expenses come from there, no exceptions. And a business card specifically for property expenses like supplies, maintenance, and anything you spend to run your properties all cycle through there.
And if you already have all of that in place, this is exactly where you should be. Now let's talk about what you do every month when those payouts land.
Step one, we have to audit every payout against every reservation. Yes, you do. We all know that feeling that payout notification hits and there is this little rush of excitement. Money came in, you got paid. But before you celebrate, your first step is to verify.
You're going to go into your Airbnb payout dashboard and pull, and I mean this, every single payout for the month. Then you're going to need to cross-reference it, each one against the reservation it corresponds to. What you're looking for here is any discrepancy between what you were supposed to receive and then what Airbnb truly deposited into your account.
The most common cause of a discrepancy is a reservation change. A guest extends their stay, they shorten their stay, a resolution is filed, a refund goes through. Any modification to a reservation can create a gap between what the original booking showed and what you actually receive. And Airbnb does not always catch it.
And neither do you. You can't remember these things that went on during the month. We manage 47 properties and we audit every single payout every single month. A guest added one night during their stay at one of our properties. The payout came through based on the original reservation only. That night, almost $300 was simply not there. We caught it, we flagged it with Airbnb and got it resolved, but only because we took responsibility and we were looking. If that kind of error happened just once a month with each property across our whole portfolio, that's over $14,000 a month just walking out the door, unnoticed, unaccounted for.
set up a simple log. A simple spreadsheet works perfectly fine. Reservation by reservation, expected payout, actual payout, any notes on discrepancies. The audit also tells you whether the bookings expected to close this month actually closed. If your payouts do not add up to what you forecasted, something changed. A cancellation you did not catch, a booking that fell through. This is where you find out.
Step two, compare to your forecast and take very good notes. Once you know what you received, the next question is, did it match what you planned for? And if not, why not? And what can you do about it?
A forecast is not complicated. And I feel like people really like to overcomplicate that word. You use your market data, your expected occupancy rate, and your average daily rate for each month to project what your revenue should look like. Your dynamic pricing tool has this data in there already. Your Airbnb analytics dashboard has this data. You build a monthly revenue projection, and every month you compare your actual payouts against that number.
Then you build your budget on the expense side using the profit first bucket percentages. We're going to walk through those in step three. Your forecast tells you what you're going to expect to make. Your budget tells you what you plan to spend. Together, they're going to give you a target to hit and a clear picture of whether you are hitting it.
Are you on track? If yes, note what worked. If not, well, why not? Was it a cancellation during a high demand weekend? A pricing gap where you left nights empty? A vendor change and your cost per stay went up? These are the notes that you take, not for the sake of documentation, but for the sake of making a decision. Can you make up that shortfall next month? Do you need to adjust your pricing? Do you need to open up your minimum stay settings? All of this is simply focusing on something that's important, your money. And Annette and I like to say this, what you focus on expands.
What you're building month over month, this is a picture, it's a narrative of your business that your bank balance can never, ever give you. You start to see patterns. Which months consistently underperform? Which expense categories are creeping up? Which properties are carrying the portfolio and which ones need attention? That picture is what separates hosts who react to their business from those who run it.
If you're watching this and realizing that you do not have a forecast, you do not have a budget, and would not even know where to start building one, that is exactly the kind of conversation that we have with every single new client inside of our coaching program, Strategic Host. We start by finding the money that's already sitting in your existing operation, getting your numbers clear, and building a plan from there. The link is in the description to apply.
Step number three, you're going to move the money into your buckets, we referred to earlier. Now that you know what came in and whether it matched your plan, it is time to do something intentional with the money. If you do not have a system for where the money goes the moment it lands, you're leaving it to chance, and chance is not a financial strategy.
The system we use is called Profit First. We did not come up with this. Profit First is a whole thing. You can read about it. It's a cash management framework that reverses how most business owners think about money. Traditional accounting says revenue minus expenses equals profit. You get whatever's left. Well, Profit First flips it on its head. Revenue minus profit equals what your expenses should be. You take profit first, then you run your business on what remains. It forces your business to be profitable by design and not by accident.
Like Sarah just said, this is not by accident. This is not easy to do. But when you set up the habits, it becomes very easy to do. So in practice, this means separating your revenue into dedicated accounts, aka buckets, every month. Here's how we structure it specifically for short-term rental business. The first is your depository account. Every payout from Airbnb, every direct booking, booking.com, VRBO, every dollar your business generates lands here first. Nothing gets spent from this account. It's purely a collection point. And that's also what makes it easy when you're looking at what your payout should be versus what you received. You're not seeing all the expenses also intertwined there. So from there, the money flows into four buckets: your operating expenses, everything it costs you to run your properties. Think cleaning, your supplies, your maintenance, your software, management costs. You run your business from the OpEx account and only this account. If it runs low before the month is over, that is a signal that something in your expense structure needs attention.
Okay, next up is a bucket called owner's compensation.
This is how you pay yourself. Not whatever's left at the end of the month. It's a set percentage paid consistently every single month. Now, that percentage, you can set it. So you don't have, if your goal with your short-term rental is different from your friend's goal and all you want to do is subsidize your vacation home, that's okay. But still, have that goal front and center with your owner's compensation. Make sure you are putting money there that you plan to put there. One of the most common mistakes even experienced hosts make is treating your leftovers as their income. That is not a salary. Build the habit of paying yourself like an employee of your own business.
Got to talk about it. Taxes, your tax account. And for short-term rental hosts, this bucket is more complex than most business owners realize. There are three types of taxes you're responsible for. First, your occupancy tax. And depending on your market, yes, Airbnb may collect it and remit it on your behalf, but in other markets, you receive it and you must remit it yourself. That money is never, ever yours. You are a pass-through. It goes straight into the tax bucket the moment it lands. Second is your income tax on your earnings. That's a percentage of every dollar you make that also needs to be set aside. You have a quarterly or annual tax bill with nothing saved is one of the fastest ways to put your hosting business in crisis. And then third, it's your property tax. Typically, this would be baked into your mortgage payment, but if you're paying it separately, it needs to be planned for.
And the fourth bucket, profit. After operating expenses, after owner's comp, after taxes, this is left. Wow.
What is, you got excited about profit.
I did. What is left is your profit. This sits in a separate account, untouched month to month. The profit first method recommends taking 50% of that account as a distribution each quarter and leaving the other 50% as retained earnings. Watching that account grow is one of the clear signals of that your operation is healthy. And there's one other bucket you might consider making, a capital improvement bucket, so that you can save up for planned and unplanned property improvements. But I do want to say this caveat with the 50% that I mentioned above. Again, you have to take in your own goals, what is true for your property, what your plans were when you built your pro forma. Hopefully you did that before you actually bought it. And then set up these accounts so it fits whatever your goals are.
The exact percentages for each bucket depend, like Sarah said, on your revenue level, your goals for the property. The profit first method stems from a book, walks you through all the specifics. We highly recommend it. We'll link it below. But it's more of the principle here of what matters. Every dollar in your business should have a destination the moment it lands. You're planning for it ahead of time, but it goes to that destination after it lands. That is what ends the feast or famine cycle. The great thing about the banking solution we use is that you can open all of these accounts for free and these savings accounts online and set it up with automatic transfers so you don't have to worry about all of the ins and outs. All of these payouts coming into your account, this is not just money landing there in your account. It's information. It tells you whether Airbnb paid you correctly. It tells you whether your business performed the way you had planned for it. And it's the starting point for every financial decision you make about your properties for that day and the next 30 days.
Audit your payouts against your reservations. Trust me, the OTAs like Airbnb and Vrbo, they make mistakes. Compare them to your forecast. Take notes on anything that is missed and ask yourself whether you can make it up because you can. Again, if you focus on it, how can I make up this extra couple hundred bucks next month? There are so many ways that you can do this with your short-term rental business, okay? You can get caught up. Then move that money intentionally into buckets that show you exactly what you have for expenses, what you owe in taxes, what you wanted to pay yourself, and what your business is actually keeping.
Do this every month without exception. Make it part of all of your positive business habits. The hosts who know their numbers can make real informed decisions about their business. The hosts who do not, they don't have this information, they're always just one slow month away from panicking.
Inside Strategic Host, we help hosts get more nights booked, charge what their property is actually worth, and stop leaving money on the table.
If you watch this and realize you don't have a system for any of this, and you're serious about growing your hosting business, you need to be in our coaching program, Strategic Host. The link in the show notes is there for you to apply.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
If your calendar's gone quiet and you're tired of guessing why, come sit in on Why Your Airbnb Stopped Booking. It's a live workshop on July 16th, so that's next Thursday, for just $49. Annette and I are going to be there along with our head revenue manager, coaching you, helping you find what is keeping your bookings from flowing. If next Thursday works for you, head to thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop before the seats fill up, because we're keeping this one super small. That's thanksforvisiting.com/July-workshop, and we'll see you there live.